Okay, y'all. So, you have not heard from me in a while. I don't remember the last time I put out a podcast, but I know you have not heard from me in a while. As you can hear in the background, a little bit, I got my little natural tunes playing because my baby will be here in 2 weeks. Oh my goodness, 2 weeks, y'all. It's August the 2nd right now. His due date is August 19th. I don't know when he gonna come. I hope he is not over the time that he needs to come because I do believe in the signs. And if he comes on the 19th, he'll be a Leo. If he doesn't, he'll be a Virgo. I mean, Virgo men are okay, but I don't get along with them the best. I'm a Capricorn, I'm supposed to, but we just two different species. But he's my son, so I'll be raising him, so pretty sure we'll get along regardless. He'll probably teach me how to actually get along with Virgos if he ends up being a Virgo. And I don't know too much about Leos, but I know that they're mama's boys and they're so sweet to their moms. Like, that's what I want. I want me a little sweet little boy that's sweet to his mama. So I just came to talk to you about my journey and to be honest and to get some things off my chest, because when I'm doing these podcasts, it's more me venting without someone talking back to me. So I can actually help other people by, saying my full story without being interrupted or people trying to, cut my story down when I'm trying to tell it. But so this pregnancy so far has been easy for me. The physical part. So the physical part has been pretty easy. I did not gain a lot of weight. I only gained about 20 pounds throughout this entire pregnancy. Like I said, 2 weeks left, so the weight gain has slowed down. I wasn't sick really in the beginning. I just had nausea and food aversions. Like, I didn't want to eat the same things that I was always eating. And it's been like that throughout the entire pregnancy, honestly. Like, my taste buds just all out of whack. So everything that I used to like, I don't like anymore. And it's a little different. I still didn't eat any red meat, so I just stuck to chicken, turkey, veggies, stuff like that. Probably did a lot of carbs, I'm not gonna lie. Carbs are your best friend when you're pregnant. They taste so good. So I did a lot of carbs. I'm not even gonna lie to you. A lot of fruit. I was addicted to ice cream. So that's that. But then also, this is a big thing for me to come out and admit to the world, because anyone can listen to this. But I will be a single mom. Now, I don't know if I should say single mom. I am a mom who is single. Me and the father of my child, we decided to come to co-parenting terms. And that's something that I never seen for myself. So it's been really hard working through it all and, bring myself to the point of knowing that this is what it is. And sorry if I sound out of breath. When you pregnant and you at the end, Lord, you out of breath for no reason. Whew, so I'm gonna take a deep breath. Okay. And just telling this story, I guess, it's a lot for me, so I'm a little bit out of breath. But so yeah, basically when he found out I was pregnant, it was a lot that happened. We tried to work some things out, but it didn't work out. And turns out he lied to me about a lot of things. And he just wasn't honest. He wasn't honest. He wasn't being honest. That's not a man who I want to be with anyways. And we just gonna try to raise our son together. Honestly, we don't have the same viewpoints when it comes to like, some things we agree on when it comes to raising our son, and some things we don't. His father's from Nigeria, purely. He's only been here for like 9 years. So it's it's a little different because he wants to send our son back there in high school, and I'm not with that. I'm like, no, I don't want to send my son away from me for 5 years when he's in high school to another country where I don't have access to him easily. So it's like bumping heads with that and him throwing ultimatums my way and different things. I just couldn't do it. And he has a lot of other things going on that I won't even say because that's none of my business, you know, none of my business to tell. So we went our separate ways. So I'll be doing this majority of the time alone because I don't know when his dad will come around or any of that sort. And it's just been really hard for me to deal with that and to come to terms with that because I never saw myself being in this position. And if you're a single mom as well, then I'm pretty sure that you understand what I'm saying when I say this because, you know, we don't picture ourselves. It's not like some moms do go into it want to be a single mom. You know, there are women out here who look for sperm donors and they just want to have the child because they want to have their child. That was not my plan. My plan was not even to be pregnant right now. I'm 25 years old. You know, I thought that I had probably like until I was like 28 before I had a child, 28, 29, maybe even 30. But, you know, it happened. I'm a woman of God and I believe in life. I believe in giving this little child a life because I was once in this little child's shoes where my mom was debating if she should have me or not, and she did. And look where I'm at now. I'm able to live this life. I've changed people's lives. I've created so many, and people have changed my life, of course. I've created so many relationships, friendships, you know, family that's not even my blood. People who care about me, people who I care about, and you know, I just got to see so much and to put my energy and my influence in this world. And that's all I want for my son. I want my son to be able to have his chance to. I hope that he's able to change people's lives. And I hope that he's able to be great and amazing and, you know, withstand all the things that go on in this life. Be resilient. And just go after what he wants. And, you know, create a strong family dynamic like how I have. He's coming into this world with so much love. Like, and that's the most beautiful part of it all to me is that he's coming into this world with so many people that already love him. Not even just family, but my friends. And, you know, like I said, I don't know what's going to happen with his father on that side. But, you know, I pray that they're able to get it together and be there for my son. But I went off on a tangent. Like I was saying, it's not easy knowing that you are walking into this basically on your own without the man being there for you and your child. Knowing that y'all are not together. Y'all not living in the same house, the same place. So there's not two people in the bed when the baby is crying at night. And you know, it's hard to come to grips with, but I know I'm gonna get through it. And, you know, that's not something I picture for myself, especially after everything I've been through in this life and all that I've, you know, become and the little bit that I've accomplished. I have not accomplished a whole bunch, but I've accomplished some things in this life. And, you know, all the trials and tribulations that I've been through, that I've overcome, I didn't see this for myself. And, you know, I thought that I was gonna have the picket fence family with my husband and my kids, and we just together forever type thing. And it just didn't work out that way. And it really made me realize that plans are just plans. They are your plans. They are not concrete plans. Unless you are doing everything to make sure that those plans go the way that you want it. But even if you are, sometimes the plans get messed up because you just don't know. And that was a big thing with his father. His father believes in plans. So now that the plan is all messed up, he just feel like a life is all messed up. And I'm like, listen, plans are meant to be broken. Plans are meant to be, you know, thrown off course. So I just wanted to bring this to you today so that you know that my life ain't all that. It's just not. My life is not all that. It's not all the way together. But because of my faith in God, I'm pushing through it. And, you know, I see the bright side of things. Am I overwhelmed with it all? A little bit, yes, because I do kind of feel like I'm doing it alone. And with all the stuff that's happened recently and the revelations and coming to this term of co-parenting, blah, blah. It's hard. It's hard. You never know what can happen in the future, but as of this point, yeah. Wish me luck. I need it. And to all the single moms out there, you got this. You got this. This is an end of your story. We got this. We are in it together. It's not just us. It's not just me or you. It's us. We fix that. Not just me or you. It is us. We're all in this together. And that's it. I just need to get that off my chest. I'm happy that I was able to. I don't know how long I've been talking. It's probably the shortest podcast I've ever done, or maybe it isn't. But I just wanted to share that with my followers. I wanted to be real with you all. And that's all. So let me know if you need anything. You can follow me on Instagram at Queen Shalaya. That's Shalaya. So Queen Shalaya. Twitter, same thing. Shalaya, Queen Shalaya. And yeah, that's it. Talk to you soon. Bye.